So if the La Niña acts like it should, and we have analog years of La Niña going back to 1950, now when we talk about where we are now, we're in what we call the triple dip La Niña, three consecutive winters of La Niña conditions. We only have two of those on record going back to 1950, so anomalous behavior. But if we do behave as we should in La Niñas, a weak La Niña phase, we should see above average snowpack across the state and basically colder than average temperatures to near normal temperatures. And that's what we're seeing in the wintertime outlook, December, January, February being meteorological winter, in which we do see an elevated probability of colder conditions, and then a slightly elevated signal for wetter conditions across eastern Iowa, and then what we call equal chance across western Iowa, meaning an equal chance of above, below, or near average precipitation. So it'll definitely, if it does act like La Niña as it did in 2020, we should see above average snowpack. 2021 was not an above average snowpack year. In fact, we were about 10 inches below average on snowpack during wintertime for the state. So we'll just have to see.